Mirza Hashem, this should be the last halacha shir on Tisha B'Av that we have to give. But this year is unique. Not so unique, it happens quite often, but it's, I guess, unique compared to us. The calendar of Tisha B'Av is going to fall on Shabbos, and that will impact Talmud Torah over the course of the next 48 hours. We know that we don't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av except for the Devarim HaMutarim, the things are prescribed to be permissible because of the spirit of the day. I'm not going to go into that sugya. Why? What is Devarim HaMutarim? Hopefully it shouldn't be relevant anymore. But for this coming Shabbos, the question is Limud HaTorah allowed on Shabbos? Because it is technically Shabbos, but at the same time it is also Tisha B'Av. It is the 9th of Av, even though we'll be observing the fast on the 10th. There's a lot of nafkaminas in Halacha regarding how we view Sunday, whether it's considered a din of Tisha B'Av itself, is it just a tashlum and a makeup of Tisha B'Av, but that's not for right now. Let's stick to this issue. And the discussion and the debate will circle around two possibilities. This year, where Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, or another possible year where Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday and Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av. So let's discuss both of those together. First, we're going to discuss when Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, and then we'll discuss this case, because you can't understand one without the other. But it all stems from a Ramah. The Ramah writes in Tafkuf Nun Gimel Beis. The Ramah says, V'nahagu shelo lilmod be'erev Tisha B'Av. The minhag is that we don't learn on Erev Tisha B'Av mechatzos ve'elech, from chatzos, from midday and on. Ki'im bedvarim hamutarim b'Tisha B'Av, except for the things that are permissible to learn on Tisha B'Av. Ulechein imchal b'Shabbos, and therefore, if it falls on Shabbos, ein omrim Pirkei Avos. We don't learn Pirkei Avos, as the minhag is learn Pirkei Avos between Mincha Ma'ariv or before Mincha on Shabbos, as we find in the Siddurim. We don't learn Pirkei Avos if it falls on Shabbos. And the question is, if what falls on Shabbos? Because it's not clear what the Ramah is saying. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, or if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. That will be an important distinction. What is the Ramah saying? Let's begin with the sugya of if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe in Tafkuf Nun Daled says that if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, we don't learn Pirkei Avos at Mincha of Shabbos. That's what he says. If Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, not like this year, if the 9th of Av falls on Sunday, we don't learn Pirkei Avos at Mincha on Shabbos. The Maharil says that if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we don't learn Torah after Chatzos as well. And this is clearly said by the Lavush of Mordechai Yaffe, the Talmud of the Ramah, who writes that when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, we don't learn Pirkei Avos after Mincha on Shabbos. And the Eliyahu Rabbah says this, and the Dagarma Vava, which is the Node of Yehuda, and the Derech Chaim, who all say that if Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av were to fall on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av on Sunday, that we don't learn Torah after Chatzos. That's the simple understanding of the Ramah. Good. We'll discuss that in a moment. So we'll get there. Good. So we don't learn Tisha B'Av, we don't learn after Chatzos if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. However, comes the Knesset HaGadol of Chaim Ben Avista, one of the earliest commentators on the tour. So he says in Siman Tavkuf Nun Dalet, he says, if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, you can learn all Shabbos. Because the Ramah only said Imchal B'Shabbos, and he learned the Ramah saying, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, you can't learn after Chatzos. But if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, then you can learn after Chatzos. And the Ramah wanted to prohibit any learning on Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, you should have written Imchal B'Echas B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, but it's not he wrote, he said if it falls on Shabbos. Because the Isra of learning is Mitam Minag, the Minag wasn't established when Tisha B'Av was on Sunday. And therefore, says Rav Chaim ben Avista, Knesset HaGadolah, Erev Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos, everything is mutter, do whatever you want. So the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Maasik Bracha both note that if the Knesset HaGadolah would have seen the Maharil, the source of the Ramah, so then he wouldn't have said what he said. He would have understood the Ramah as including the Isra of learning after Chatzos. So the Knesset HaGadolah is difficult because clearly if you look in the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah, in the Maharil, you know exactly what they mean. So it's hard to say like what he's saying, because he didn't see the original manuscript of what the Ramah got his source from at the end of the day. And the Knesset HaGadolah had the Maharil, though. That's the problem. The issue is that they say if he would have seen the Maharil, But we know that Knesset HaGadola had the Ma'aril, as he writes, but rather he must have had a Ma'aril with a different version. The Ma'aril must have written if it falls B'Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos, like the version that we have. And in addition, the Knesset HaGadola couldn't have seen the Darkei Moshe, though, because the Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch, the longer version of the Ramah's initial work on the tour, was not published until much later. Because as we know, when the Ramah found out that Rabbi Yosef Karo was doing the same thing as he was in Tzfas, he hid his manuscript. He didn't want it to be published because the Beis Yosef did the same thing he did. It wasn't until many years after his passing that they went and published the original manuscript, which the Knesset HaGadola could not have seen. Okay, so that's the difficult opinion of the Knesset HaGadola, to say that all Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos is Mutter. The third sheet is the Taz. The Taz says, and if you look in Sifkat and Beis, you see the full piece of the Taz, but I'm going to say it outside just for the sake of time. The Taz argues with the Ramah, and he says that if meat and wine are allowed on Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos, then why should we be Machmer because of Avelis? If I can have meat and wine on all Shabbos this week, this coming Shabbos, so why can't I learn Torah? Especially if someone is a regular shear to attend to on Shabbos. A person does, you know, Shnai Mikra and the Daf Yomi, and there's a regular shear from the rabbi, whatever it is. So then, why I should give that up? Because it's Erev Pesach, it's Erev Tishrei Shechalios B'Shabbos? Yeah.
So if Pekavod is saying B'Tzibur,
okay, good. So we'll touch upon Avelis B'Tzibur versus the individual as well. So that's the sheet of the Taz. So the Bechor Shor responds to the Taz. He writes in the Chedushim, the end of Tainus. He says that there's a difference between Oneg and Simcha. They're not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. Talmud Torah is not the same thing as Basar V'Yayin. He says as follows. Eating Basar V'Yayin, eating meat and wine on Shabbos, is that Simcha or is that Oneg? That's Oneg. That's the pleasure of Shabbos. Talmud Torah is for Simcha. Talmud Torah is not pleasure. That's a din in Simcha. There's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, says the Bechor Shor. We know that. There's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. Shabbos is din of Kavod and Oneg. As we know, technically if a person did not want to have meat and wine on Shabbos, whatever is their personal Oneg is what they eat for Shabbos, because there's no din of Simcha. However, there's a din of Oneg on Shabbos. And therefore, because of the din of Oneg on Shabbos, we force in meat and wine this coming Shabbos, because you have to have the Oneg of Shabbos. That's what we force it in. But there's no din of Simcha. So if you don't learn Torah on Shabbos, what's the big deal? There's no din of Simcha. I don't have to allow you a heter to learn Torah on Shabbos, because you're not supposed to have Simcha anyway on Shabbos. And therefore he says, that's why there's a difference. Just because I allow one, says the Bechor Shor, doesn't mean I should allow the other. And this distinction is noted in the Levush Esrad, in the Yad Ephraim, the Shari Tshuva, and the Ma'aril Diskin. Comes back to the Bechor Shor. Comes the Divrei Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Veltz, who is a Rav in Hungary. He writes in Arachaim and Kufnu and Gemel. He asks, but what about the Sifri in Parshas Baloscha? The Sifri in Parshas Baloscha says on the Pasuk, over v'yom simchaschem v'moadechem, on the days of your rejoicing and your moadim, Elu Shabbosos. The Sifri says that Shabbos does have a din in Simcha. The Shibali Alekit says, this is why we say in davening on Shabbos, v'yismuchu v'cha. What do you mean v'yismuchu v'cha? We should rejoice in happiness on Shabbos. It must be there's a din in Shabbos. On the other hand, the Meiri in Shabbos says that Talmud Torah is owning on Shabbos for those who love learning. If you get a geschmack out of learning, so it's owning for you, says the Meiri. So he says, what are you talking about? You can't say there's a din of Simcha. Now, regarding the points of the Sifri, many, many Achronim have spilt much, much ink explaining the Sifri, because the Sifri is not lahalacha. We don't pass lahalacha. There is no din of Simcha on Shabbos. So we can reject that question out of hand, and that is the first defense of the... that's the first attack on the Taz. Then comes the big day Yeshu, who says there's a difference between Talmud Torah and Basar V'Yayin as well. The goal of Chazal is that we shouldn't be too besimcha on this Shabbos, but at the same time, we shouldn't be depressed. This Shabbos is a funny Shabbos. You have to balance it. We shouldn't be depressed, but we shouldn't be too besimcha. It has to be somewhere in the middle of this tightrope. And therefore, Torah is a problem, he says, because it gives us simcha gedola me'ein olam haba. When you learn Torah, it gives you rejoicing like olam haba. But basar v'yayin, meat and wine in moderation, gives a proper level of simcha for the occasion. And therefore, basar v'yayin is okay, But Talmud Torah is too much rejoicing, says the Bigdei Yesha. And then he says, why shouldn't we be allowed to read? Then this is fine. So that's the point of Bigdei Yesha. So those are the two critiques of the Taz. There's a difference between Bas V'Yayin, and he explains why at the end of the day. But the Taz is not giving up so quickly. The Taz then says, why do we allow Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha on Shabbos, but we can't learn Pirkei Avos? I can read from the Torah, but I can't learn Pirkei Avos, says the Taz. So the Bigdei Yesha notes that there's a difference in Pirkei Avos and Kriyas HaTorah. Namely, that when a person is Pirkei Avos, you find new gems, new insights, new ideas. Pirkei Avos is such a beautiful work. A person could learn Pirkei Avos every single day and find a new insight they didn't see before, a new idea. We do it by Mincha Mar. We learn Pirkei Avos for the last 5 years. We're not done yet. You can turn over Pirkei Avos forever and ever and ever. You're always going to find something nice in when you learn Pirkei Avos. However, it's not like Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a Kriya Ba'alma. Nobody's listening to the Kriyas HaTorah on a Monday, Thursday, or Friday, Shabbos afternoon thing. A geshmak vort. You're listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, you're listening to the Chazan read from the Torah, and that's it. It's a different type of learning. You're not meant to, not meant to enjoy it, but the type of reading from the Torah is not the same learning as when you pick up a sefer and learn Pirkei Avos. So therefore, the Taz concludes. He says, V'nira dehalomid v'shabbos achar chatzos lo hifsid scharo. He argues on the Ramah. He says, if you learn on Shabbos after chatzos, you don't lose anything at the end of the day. And this is the sheet of the Chidon, the Birka Yosef, and the Mishnah Berurah as well. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Yud, V'ataz mefakbik ma'od al minyas alimud b'shabbos. The Taz is very against not learning on Shabbos. U'mesayim tehalomid b'shabbos archa chatzos lehifsid schar. You do not lose out by learning on Shabbos, even after chatzos. V'haynu afilu k'shachal tisha b'av b'shabbos. Even if tisha b'av falls on Shabbos, as we'll discuss in a moment. V'kol shekin k'shachal erev tisha b'av b'shabbos. Certainly, if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, one should rely on the Taz, says the Chafetz Chaim, because even many Achronim are lenient if Erev Tisha B'Av falls out during the week, to learn Torah as well after Chatzos. And this is the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. And the Moreh Kutsiyah agrees with the Taz and goes further, and he says, if you learn Dvar Mamutarim on Shabbos instead of regular things, then it's Avelus B'Farhesia. He says, this coming Shabbos afternoon, instead of picking up your usual learning, a book on the Parsha you like, the whatever Gemara you learn, whatever Shir it is, you open up to Gittin, Daphne, and Zion, and start learning Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Or you open up to the beginning of Yirmiyahu, or Eov, and you start learning that in front of your whole family, and everyone's like, what are you learning? I'm learning Eov. So everyone's going to think, oh, come on, it's public mourning on Shabbos, what are you doing to do such a thing like that? And therefore, he says, it's not only is it proper to learn the right things, the normal things on Shabbos, but it's wrong to learn the Devarim HaMutarim, because that would be public mourning. However, this is going to be a questionable opinion, as we'll see, because Talmud Torah is a din of Davar Shabbos, and things we do privately, so it can't be mourning publicly as well. So that's the first sugya of the evening. That is when Tisha B'Av falls, when Erev Tisha B'Av falls Shabbos, lahalach, we come out like the Mishnah Berurah and the Taz, that one can certainly learn the rest of that Shabbos day, and one does not have to follow the Ramah in such a case. However, that is not this year. This year, it comes out with Tisha B'Av Mamish on Shabbos. So how does what we said before impact going forward? We have, again, three opinions to explain what's going on here. Comes the Levush, the Talmud of the Ramah, and he says that the above Ramah understands that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos or Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we do not learn Torah starting from Chatzos. That's opinion number one. This coming Shabbos, the Ramah holds, you can't learn Torah, regular Torah, after Chatzos. This is the opinion of the Knesset HaGadola as well, the Eliyahu Rabbah, and the Mishnah Berurah says that this is the understanding of the Ramah, and the Sheet of the Dagel Meravava, and the Derech HaChaim, and the Tshuvas Ksav Sofin Siman Kuf Aleph. That you can't learn Torah after Chatzos, this coming Shabbos, that's why there's no regular shiur this Shabbos afternoon, because no regular learning after Chatzos. But the regular halacha shiur after davening would be fine, because that's before Chatzos, hopefully. Yeah.
It's because the Tisha B'Av is in Shabbos, or because tomorrow and Sunday it's going to be Tisha B'Av? Because if Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, usually in regular Tisha B'Av, after Chatzot, you're allowed to learn Torah.
Not Dvarim HaMutarim. We try not to learn.
After Chatzot.
We got a bit lighter. So they're saying, this is according to, this is saying that up until Chazon, if this is because that today is Tisha B'Av, that's why. Not because of what's going to be on Sunday, it's because of what's going to be that, because it is Tisha B'Av.
No, but I'm saying that just
the yeah, so why don't we...
Normally, if the Tisha B'Av on Chazon gets lighter here,
yeah.
This year, it gets more.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Correct. Because according to the opinion, it's in preparation of what's going to be on Sunday. Correct. My apologies. Correct. What's going to be on Sunday? So the Dagamir of Ava explains that the Chiddush of the Rama is that the Isra Talmud Torah only starts from Chatzos and not all day. Really, he wants to say maybe it should be all day, but really we're only starting from Chatzos. Because if the Rama felt that it was an Isser to learn Torah during all of Tisha B'Av that fell on Shabbos, then he should have said not to recite B'mem Manlikin as well Friday night. Right? That's what he should have said. If tomorrow night is really a din in Shabbos, we should skip B'mem Manlikin, because that's also Talmud Torah. Just like he said not to learn Pirkei Avos. And you can't say that B'mem Manlikin is part of Seder Hayom, because we know we allow reciting of Korbanos, things like that, in Birchas HaShachar on Tisha B'Av, because that's Seder Hayom, that's learning, that's part of the daily schedule. But Mem Adlikin is not even, it's not even part of Tefillah, Kabbalah Shabbos isn't even Tefillah, so it can't be part of Seder Hayom. So what's the issue? What's the issue with this proof regarding Mem Adlikin? So we have a number of questions in the Achronim. The Prima Gadim writes in his Shuvas Megidos in Siman and Aleph that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we don't recite Mem Adlikin, just like an Avel shouldn't recite Mem Adlikin during Shiva. That's what he says. The Prima Gadim says, you're right, Ein Hachanami. We don't say B'mem Adlikin this coming Friday night because we have a din of an Avel. And this is a stirot where he writes in his Noma Gadim as well. But in the Prima Gadim, he argues that there's no proof that the Ramah holds that you can learn until Chatzos, on Tisha or Shechal B'Shabbos. He says, the reason you can't learn Pirkei Avos is because it's only said in the summer, but not all year long. And therefore it's not real Seder Hayom. Meaning if you recited Pirkei Avos every single Shabbos, then the Ramah would say you can say Pirkei Avos, because you recite every single week. But we only recite Pirkei Avos half the year. The reason why B'mem Adlikin is said is because it's Seder Hayom. We say it every single Shabbos, and therefore it's part of the davening. But in reality, the Rama holds that you cannot learn on Tisha B'Av, Shechal the Shabbos. The Shari Tshuva also rejects the Dagam Rebava for the same reason as the Prima Gadim. He says that B'mem Adlikin is not an issue, because in the summer people make early Shabbos. So it's before Shkia anyway, so it's not a problem. And then finally, the Ksav Sofer says that we recite B'mem Adlikin to remind us of Yisartem Eravim Ligos Aner. Why did we recite B'mem Adlikin? Because we need a Chazar, one parak of Mishnah Shabbos. Because at the very end, what do we say? Yisartem Eravim Ligos Aner. It's supposed to be a warning, a call to us, make sure you do these things before Shabbos, which is a big Sarachin because we say it already when it's Shabbos. But really, B'mem Adlikin is supposed to be said before Shabbos. So if you didn't take Meiser, you didn't set up the Eir, if you didn't light the candles, you can go run home and make sure it's taken care of at the end of the day. This is why the Beis Yosef says that we should say it earlier in the davening. If so, B'mem Adlikin should always be said in order, La Frushe Mi Yisura. He says, B'mem Adlikin is not a din in Talmud Torah. B'mem Adlikin is said because it's supposed to keep us from violating Shabbos. It's a warning. It's like putting up a sign. And therefore, there's no proof from the recitation of B'mem Adlikin. The final point here is the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, who says that perhaps the Ramah holds that there is in Isser Talmud Torah all Tisha of Shechal B'Shabbos, but the Avelus at night is lighter, and therefore you can say B'mem Adlikin. That's his argument. We find that Rashi and Tainus says this as well, that Leil Tisha B'Av, it's mutter to work. Even though you're not supposed to go to work on regular Tisha B'Av during the day, but the night of Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to work because it's lighter, says Rashi. And the Shla also has a big piece in his writings, why you recite Eicha at night if the main Avelus is during the day. So there's an understanding that the night is not as strict as it is during the day, and maybe that's why we say B'mem Adlikin. So that's sheet number one, coming to the defense of the Ramah, which is, until Chatzos, you can learn Torah, and then after Chatzos, no more learning, except for the Devarim HaMutarim. The second sheet is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham elaborates on the Ramah and says that it's a Kal V'Chomer, that one cannot learn all day Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. That's the sheet of the Magen Avraham. No learning all day. Because it's Asr Medina, it's Asr according to law to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. In addition, we observe Avelus on Devarim Shebetzina, and Talmud Torah is considered Devarim Shebetzina. Nehugi Avelus, types of mourning that cannot even be done in private. We know that it can't have relations on Tisha B'Av. That's Devarim Shebetzina, that has to be observed as well on Shabbos. And also, you cannot learn Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodei Simin Tov. And then he cites the Maram Lublin, who allowed learning Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos And the Magen Avraham asks, why did he ignore the Ramah? How come he didn't follow the Ramah? Now, the truth be told, the Maharam Lublin was not a fan of the Ramah. He writes very often in his Shuvas that he's not a fan of his writings and the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore it makes sense why he wouldn't quote him. But at the end of the day, it's a Tzarachi in the Magen Avraham, because the Maharam Lublin is only arguing that Isser Talmud Torah after Chatzos, not all day. So it's not clear what he wants to get from it as well. Anyway, the Magen Avraham continues and he says that Shuvas Maharil says explicitly that it's usher to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, Shechal B'Shabbos, and the but clearly that's not our version. There are a different version than that that said it's only talking about something else. At the end of the day, he says there's a suffix whether Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos is Tisha B'Av Mamish, and Dine Avelus Bitsina apply, or if it's a Din and Erev Tisha B'Av or not, like we said before. And therefore, the Magen Avraham concludes, as the Tshuvas Chacham Sofer explains, that because of the suffix of how to treat this coming Shabbos, and since it's possible to learn Devar Mamutarim, we're not shutting out all Torah, we're telling you to learn just smaller portion of the Torah, just certain things that are permissible, the Magen Avraham says, better to not learn Torah all Shabbos. Only the Devarim HaMutarim. Only the things that are sad, that connect to the Chorban, and to be Machmer, to learn other types of Torah. And this is the opinion of the Leket Yosher, and the Tevua Shor, and the Mati Yehuda, and the Tshuvas Megidos, and the Bigdei Yesha, and the Tshuvas Sam Sofer, and the Eishel Avram, and the Chayadam, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. All follow the Magen Avraham and say, no regular Talmud Torah this coming Shabbos. The Magen Avraham concludes by stating, "V'kein eshkacham b'gemara shekara Rebbe b'megilas Eicha b'tishuv of Shechal b'Shabbos." You find there's a Gemara that says that Rebbe read Eicha on Tishuv that fell on Shabbos. So we see that the practice of Rebbe Ranasi was to learn the Dvarim HaMutarim on Tishuv that fell on Shabbos. This is a Yerushalmi in Shabbos. And the Tshuvas Chacham Sofer explains that the Medrash is telling us that Rebbe learned only Eicha on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, because other types of learning were usher. On the other hand, there's a Tshuva Chacham Sofer that questions that. Anyway, according to the Magen Avraham, what about after Chatzos of Erev Shabbos? Are you allowed to learn Torah tomorrow, according to the Magen Avraham, after Chatzos? So the Leket Yosher says, "B'yom Shishi lo meid kol mashi yirtza." On Friday tomorrow, according to the Magen Avraham, you can learn whatever you want. There's no problem. It's just a chumra by Shabbos. This is the opinion of Rav Avraham Bing. And the Eishel Avraham explains that not learning on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos is a chumra, and therefore there's no reason to expand it to Erev Shabbos as well. So that's sheet number two. The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that, according to the Ramah, that it's us to learn any, all, this coming Shabbos. So, to review, the sheet of the Levush, understanding the Ramah, is after Chatzos, this coming Shabbos, no learning. The sheet of the Magen Avraham is all Shabbos. Now, the sheet just to qualify that, the Makor Chaim says that you can do Shnai Mikra even according to the Magen Avraham. And the Chazanish also said you can do Shnai Mikra even according to the Magen Avraham as well. The third sheet is the Taz. Let's just review the Taz again. The Taz said before that, and Rav Yaakov Emden said that you can learn all Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos and Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, and they should agree to that as well. And this is the Shita of the Tshuvas Imrei Shefer of Naftali Hertz Landau, the grandson of the Nodes of Yehuda. Okay, so we're left with three Shitas at the end of the day. What do we do this coming Shabbos? Halacha L'maisa. We set up three giant opinions. It's all there on the page of Shulchan Aruch. The Taz, the Magen Avraham, and the Ramah. So what do we do at the end of the day? Shirim, no shirim, should you pack everything in the morning you have to do? Should you do whatever you want the rest of the day? So I saw that Rav Asher Rice writes in the Kovitz Darchei Hora, which is the Torah journal put out by his base in the Chelik Beis, the second Kovitz. He published it again in a Kuntres that was put out this year in Hilchos Bein HaMetzarim. So he says that it's not proper to create a public shir in areas of Torah that are mesameach after Chatzos, as that would be an affront to the Ramah. To be berabim in public, to go and, you know, not follow the Ramah in an Ashkenazi community, is a bizayon to the Ramah. There should not be any announcements that we're having any shirim publicly on things that you shouldn't have shirim on Tisha B'Av, on Shabbos after Chatzos, and that's the proper policy at the end of the day. However, it's improper to be mevatel Talmud Torah derabim, and therefore all public shirim, he says, should be the Devar Mamutarim, to give Shirin Kamps and Bar Kamps, the Eo of Yirmiyo, things like that, after Chatzos. And then he says, if an individual feels that if he only is allowed to learn the Devar Mamutarim, it will lead to Bittul Torah, then one can rely on the Mishabur who supports the Taz. If the only way I'm going to learn It's either sit at home and read People magazine, or learn other things on Shabbos afternoon or Shabbos in the morning. So then, you know, learn at the end of the day. Because you have what to rely on with the Taz and Mishabura at the end of the day. And that is the policy in most communities. The Rabbim in public, there are no public shiurim not related to Tisha B'Av after Chatzos on Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. And then if a person must learn, you know, something after that time, so then certainly one can rely. And I guess if a person can arrange their limud, their seder, to even be machmir the Magen Avraham, to not learn anything, that I guess would be preferable as well. But at the end of the day, you certainly have what to rely on with the Ramah before Chatzos, and the Taz who says anything is mutzar on Shabbos anyway at the end of the day. I just want to make a point. I want to make a ha'ara. Just one comment that I noticed when I was looking at a comment in the name of Chassam Sofer. So in the this is in front of you is the... is the new fancy editions of the Shulchan Aruch, the Machon Yerushalayim edition of the Shulchan Aruch, which has become now the standard edition of all Shulchan Aruchs. So in the Otzim Mefarshim on the bottom here, on page 331, so they quote the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. And he says, Ein Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. And he says, Sham Nishal Yevshel Lahakil Kihilos Barabim B'tishav of Shachal B'Shabbos V'nidcha. Kedarkin Shal Yisrael B'chol Shabbos Can You Give Shirim in Public. And he says, Levar Divri HaMedrash, Rabbi Krab B'Megel Se'echa B'Tishabav, he says, the Chassam Sofer concludes, L'fizei Yesh L'hatzir Kodim Chatzos HaKopanim, Lomar Barabim Kon Haftorah Chadomah V'Chenogin V'Chalmak M'Sharisi, and he says, Barabim, you can allow it, you know, before Chatzos at the end of the day, but as I've seen. And then the author, the person who's making the comments here, says, "V'tam haminag shelo liyomod be'erev Tisha B'Av achra chatzos." The reason of the custom to not learn on erev Tisha B'Av after chatzos, custom sham says the Chassam Sofer, "Mishum dekol ma shelo mechatzos," because whatever you learn from chatzos ve'elach and onwards, a dain b'machshava so alav is still in your mind. "V'hurav gavia belaila," and your thoughts will overtake you in the night. "V'nichnas la'evel kashu sameach." And it will go into a time of avelus and will make you misameach, happy. V'imkein, gam b'shabbos acha chatzos asr. Therefore, also on Shabbos, therefore chatzos is an asr. She'enu mishum avelus ta'atzma, it is not the avelus itself. El mishum layla sh'achareha, because the night that follows, mishum hachino et gam b'shabbos. And therefore, you observe this on Shabbos. Halavai, that we should have such a connection to Talmud Torah, such a connection to learning, that we are worried that the Talmud Torah we learn after 1 o'clock this coming Shabbos will still be in our brains at 9 o'clock the next night. Halavai, we should be on such a level to have such an issue in reality. Yeah.
On Tisha B'Av itself, the actual day of Tisha B'Av, is it permissible?